branded deep into his forehead, was the mark of the malign, a Roman crime sign that scarred him for the rest of all time. The blue tattoo that numbered across his beaten skin was a stock code that let the slave traders know just what man meat they were buying in. Around his neck hung a purveyor's plaque. It stated date of birth, net worth, and also that he was bad-tempered and prone to attack. Standing naked in chains and shaven of hair, he wore a skull cap that indicated sold scene, buyer beware. He was captured in Bulgaria at the Battle of Black River. There he'd been sold in job lots, 50,000 a day at the Emperor's auction blocks. Due to muscle tone, strong teeth, and a good length of bone, he was then retailed to the gladiatorial school at Kapur, where he could truly begin to atone. The Romans maimed and murdered a million slaves a year. Spartacus, well, he was just another pleasure model destined for a short but very painful career. His wife and children had also been flogged off at the Forum, but as unskilled stock, they'd been felched and filched by the pimps for a very meagre sum. A Thracian heavyweight, Spartacus won his first contest, but he quickly realised his life would only last a couple more tournaments at best. He and his fellow doomed serfs decided not to swallow the bitter pills, but instead slaughtered the guards, retired to live la dolce vita in the Vesuvian hills. Without any brutal Roman law, they fast became opportunistic dogs of war, and their newly formed band of brigand was very successful in plundering and pillaging Italy's fruit-filled land. But as always happens, onto your once clear blue horizon, someone rolls out a wooden horse, a war machine, bearing Greek gifts from Poseidon. After 9 straight Spartak wins, Roman nil, the Roman Senate decided to employ a brand new manager, someone with a little more instinct for the kill. They chose Crassus. He lacked a lot in the way of military skill, but fortunately, he was the richest man in Rome, could easily afford to buy a brand new model army and foot the entire bill. Crassus came up with a brilliant, yet sadistic plan. He brought back decimation and murdered every 10th man. It worked an absolute treat. Come the battle, his army looked very lively on their feet and managed to find that old psychopathic streak. After winning what was a very long and blood-soaked day, Crassus had Spartacus and his slave army of 6,000 men crucified and neatly spaced out all along the Appian Way.